bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Grab an earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good.
Bert stands in the corner with the barrels are straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie.
Hi, I'm Coke Reynolds, inviting you to join me for the Shooting Bench PM, the evening edition. Shooting Bench PM is your source for all things guns. Guns, hunting, reloading, firearms training, competition, and a host of other firearms-related topics.
Look out, bushy tail. Tonight you'll be in the pot. Gun boogie. Draw the beat so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time.
The Shooting Bench PM does not include news or politics unless it is directly related to your gun rights. Thursday evenings from 9 to 11 p.m. Mountain Time.
I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for the Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on the Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
have you forgotten?
There's a number of people that are anxious to hear what we've got going on tonight. So, here we are. Welcome again to the Shooting Bench. We're running a little bit late. I hope we didn't lose too many listeners with our fiasco there with the sound. But Minnie hears me 5x5 on both streams. All right. Lots of stuff in case we didn't told you it was the 14th of April and it's a Tuesday. I don't know if we got that part recorded in the beginning. But there's Talon. That's a new one. I don't know who Talon is. And there's, I saw Roger in there a while ago. Glad to see you. AZ Douglas. I don't know if he's still with us or not. He was there for a few minutes. He may have got tired of waiting. No, he's still in there. Talon's a new one. A couple of anonymous. And a bunch of the regulars there. Okay. Let's move on. Somebody tell Snuff Dipper to refresh there, would you? If everybody else has got it, let me check and see. Let me look and see. We should have. Yeah, it looks like we're working on both servers. So tell Snuff Dipper to refresh. Okay, there's a ton of stuff going on right now, and I don't know where to start exactly. Let's back up just a little bit and talk about some things that we talked about the other day, and that is the Jade Helm exercise. Okay, just to refresh everybody's memory, everybody's worried about Jade Helm and worried about martial law. And I don't think at this point that we have anything to worry about with Jade Helm. It could come later. The intel that they gather with their exercise could be problematic to us later on. I don't think that the exercise in and of itself is going to be a problem for us. They're not going to usher in martial law to 300 million people with 1,200 Special Forces soldiers, okay? I don't care how good they are, they ain't that good. So that's not going to be the issue. There has been a few very suspicious things going on here, and we're going to talk about those in a little bit. Talon, I don't know who you are, buddy. Or I say buddy, I guess you can be my buddy if you're a girl, I guess. B2 Basics, my buddy, and Minnie, and Rights at Risk, and Kit, and Pumpkin Cat, and all, they're all my buddies. So anyway, one of the things, and this popped up here this afternoon, earlier today, we're gonna bounce around a little bit. Hopefully I don't lose you. And that is the problem with the closure of some Walmarts. Now, initially, I thought that it was very suspicious. And hear me out, because it may or it may not be. I don't know. But there are 6 Walmarts closed in 5 states right now. There's one in Ephraim, Utah. There's one in California. There's 2 in Florida. And one in Midland, Texas. And one in Oklahoma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, that's 6 of them. Now, the problem here is that all of them have claimed that they even have... Ziva, glad to hear it, honey. Got a job and you're going to be looking to get you a Glock pretty soon. Outstanding. That's good to hear. So we have 6 Walmarts closed here. All of them, we called several of them. And they all claimed to have plumbing issues. One of them said they were doing some major renovations, but each of them that we contacted, I haven't contacted personally the one in Utah yet. I found out about that later on and didn't have time to do it. They're claiming that they're going to be down for, all of them said they're going to be down for 6 months or more. The one in Tulsa, Oklahoma, their webpage went down. And I don't know what the status of it is now, but earlier in the day, when you go to the do a search for it, and you find the one in Tulsa, it was at Admiral and
Memorial. And the reason that rings a bell to me there, because I used to have an apartment on Admiral, was it Admiral? Admiral Circle, I believe. But anyway. So, and the one in Midland, anyway, they all claim plumbing problems and they all claim that they're going to be down for 6 months. So that, at first, man, wow, that really rung the warning bells here that there's something going on here, and it could be connected with Jade Helm, because all of these states, with the exception of Oklahoma, are Jade Helm states. I don't think Oklahoma was one of them. But AZ Douglas, buddy, if you're cutting out, I don't know if anybody else is or not. But if you do miss this, if it cuts out, it apparently everything is working fine on my end. So there will be, if everything keeps working fine, there will be a good recording, and I'll make sure that this show gets put up tonight before I go to bed, and it will be available on podcast. If you if it gets too choppy for you to understand, it'll be available at you can always get them on iTunes under the Shooting Bench, or you can go to www.tsbtangosierrabravo.podbean.com and listen to the podcast there. That's where a large portion of our listeners go anyway. So I know that the first thing that everybody wants to do, and this is a problem, it's a problem with the militia, it's a problem with the liberty movement, it's a problem with everything that we do. Everybody wants to jump on there, and there's something evil, something haywire. And I'm not to say that there's not a lot of that going around, because there is. There damn sure is. But we have to be kind of careful. Not every single thing, it's consuming us. It's making it where we can't pay attention to the... somebody type that in there for AZ Douglas, would you? www.tsb.podbean.com. But we can lose our focus by concentrating on things that are less... less important or less urgent, and getting so many things, so many irons in the fire that we can't keep up with what's going on. So hold on here just a second. I'm going to shut down the 64. Let me see if here, I know some of you guys are still listening, and I don't know, somebody, if you can hear me, are both servers working? 32 and 64? If they're not, which one is working best? Maybe I'll shut the other one down, and maybe that will help. We'll see. It's 64 is okay. AZ Douglas has me now. Okay, guys, listen to me. If you have me now, what I'm going to do is, if I have any more troubles, I'm going to shut the 64 down. Okay, so if you're listening now and you hear me and I disappear, go to the 32. For those of you that are new, go up to the top of the chat room up there, and the 32K players on the left, 64 on the right. Shut one down and start the other one. The Tinker says we're working on both. So, all right, we'll keep going until we have problems. If we do, I'm going to shut the 64 down and listen on the 32. So here we go. Okay, like I was saying, we can worry so much about what could or might be happening. It seems almost that we want some of this to happen. Because anytime anything happens whatsoever, oh, it's martial law, oh, it's this, no, it's that.
You know, there is a strong possibility that some of that stuff could happen to us. We need to stay focused. If we're going to survive this, if we're going to be victorious when the issues happen, we are going to have to stay focused, folks. We're going to have to keep our eye on the ball while this stuff is going on. So if looks like we've gone for a minute when we came back. So let's think about this and look at another point of view, okay? Just in case. I'm not saying that the evilest of things is not happening. But let's look at another possibility. What I said earlier today, if these Walmarts, if this does not expand any more past, the Walmart in California, I forgot what the name of the town was, but they're laying off 530 employees due to this Walmart closing down. The one in Texas, you know, we're getting different stories. Many said the Livingston employees are being told that they can transfer, but it's about 30 miles to the next Walmart. And obviously they won't all be able to transfer to the next Walmart. Some of them will have to relocate. So it's funny that they're all shut down with plumbing problems, and it's going to take 6 months to fix all of them. Or is it? It sounds pretty suspicious to begin with. But let's say this. Let's humor me for a minute and see if this is a possibility. I used to, in another life, I installed lots and lots of underground utilities. And if these were built in the... If any of these were taken over old buildings, or if they were built sometime in the 80s, there's a possibility that they may still have some transite pipe under them, which is asbestos. They call it AC, asbestos cement. If they have that and they found out about it later on, they would have to shut them down without warning because of the exposure to asbestos, which I think is stupid, because once that people have been drinking out of asbestos pipes for years and years and years and years and years, and nobody has ever proved that any problem was, but everybody's all butthurt, been out of shape here because they think asbestos is, or that they expending exposure to asbestos is a terrible thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing, I just don't think it's as bad as they say it is. So if this were to happen, then I can understand why that would happen. So I guess the thing to look at would be, are the six Walmarts that closed down all in, did they get put into older existing buildings, or were the buildings built no later than probably mid to late 80s, maybe late 80s? If that were the case, I could understand the possibility of it actually being a plumbing problem. If that were the last five or six Walmarts out there that had this. But it still seems awfully suspicious. If it expands any more, then I want you to forget everything that I just said. It seems a little... Sue says that if you were going to be shutting down six stores for 6 months, wouldn't you know more than 5 hours in advance? You would sure think so. I mean, that common sense would tell you that you should know that. I mean, tell your employees a few hours notice seems suspicious, instead of saying, okay, in 1 week we're down for 6 months. I believe that that is suspicious. I really do. Unless it involved asbestos. If it involved asbestos and they found out about it, maybe the whatever it is department that deals with that asbestos, found out about it, it would be instantaneous closure. I know that for a fact. Been there, done that. I've been around that kind of stuff for a long time. But it seems awful weird that they wouldn't have known unless there was some kind of an investigation, some kind of an inspection going on, and they happened to find those. Now, the other thing is, if that's not what it is, and this is bad juju right here, if that's not what it is, we have much, much larger problems to deal with. And it's break time, but I'm not going to take a break right now. We're going to run a little long tonight because we had such a hard time there in the beginning, so we'll take a break in about 10 minutes. OSHA, Many Men Pen, OSHA wouldn't have anything to do with that. OSHA may have, as a matter of fact, I don't think OSHA was just not even a weanling company, organization at that time, agency. I don't remember exactly when OSHA started, but they weren't doing much by the time this was done. Let me look here and see. That's a good point, though, but I think it was not enough of it going on to... Let's see what comes up here when we put that in there. See if we can come up with a year. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, 1970. So, yeah, they'd only been an agency for 10 years or so when this might could have happened. Now, understand that I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to talk everybody out of the fact that this happened. I just want to explore some different choices. Roger says that the one in Livingston is a newer building. If it's a newer building, then asbestos is not going to be a problem unless it was installed illegally and without people's notice at the time, which is unlikely. So if that's not it, guys, then I'm afraid that all of our conspiracy fears may be bigger than we thought. I have to wonder if... why would they choose the ones that they chose? Why did they have Florida? They have some of these on the coastal areas. Well, Livingston is not coastal, but anyway, it's a coastal state. But what about Utah and Oklahoma? So the whole thing there's no pattern, and it doesn't line up very well with some of the things that we consider would be a problem with Jade Helm. So, you know, I don't know. But let's look at what else they could use these Walmarts for. If they're shutting them down with no notice right now for 6 months, that means that they are, you know, black mold, that's another possibility, Many Men Pin. See, black mold would be similar to the asbestos thing. If they find that and it's a large, you know, significant part of that, they would shut it down post haste. I mean, right away quick. But there's no reason for black mold to shut them down for 6 months. There's no reason for plumbing problem to shut them down for 6 months. You can build a whole damn Walmart in 6 months. If they had plumbing problems, we were talking about this to some other guys today, if they had plumbing problems, you can always cordon off that area, do the work that you need to do, and repair it and move on and keep the store open. Unless it was an asbestos problem. But that's the only thing that I can think of. So let's look and see at the assets that they have that could benefit. They have these Walmarts that are full of food, full of beverages, full of tools, full of weapons, full of all kinds of stuff. And they're shutting them down. So what are they going to do? Are they going to haul all the merchandise out of there, all the inventory, and take it to other stores, or is it going to be used for something in place? Now, there's some stories going around out there that about Walmart having a contract with DHS to be used as detention, not detention, but what they call it? Holding, they're not detention facility, although that may be what they mean. That's not what they said. They're talking about facilities to be used in the event of a catastrophic disaster in some areas. Could that be used as a detention facility? Sure, I don't see why not. They've got a long slide. Buddy, I'm sorry you got to go, but good night anyway. Could it be used for a detention facility? Now, we look at these things and it sounds a little far-fetched. But, you know, far-fetched is kind of the order of the day here for the last year or so. Things have really been getting out of hand. So I don't know what's going on with this, you know, all this talk about the Walmart. I don't have any idea. I've got theories and thoughts and stuff about it, but could they be used for detention facilities? Absolutely they could. Could they be used for shelter facilities in the event of floods, earthquakes, and stuff like that? Sure, great choice. And I think then, and I do believe that they have a contract for that. But now, Yakima Glock, you're saying that, but think about what you're saying. Who are they going to be detaining? Who would, can, internment deal? Yeah, I understand the mindset behind that. But how many people are you going to put in six Walmarts? One of these is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They got one freaking Walmart there that they're shutting down. Who are you going to put in it? BB Burner, another good point. It could be triage, absolutely. Processing center, maybe so, for processing the patients or processing prisoners. I don't know. But one answer to that could be that they would only be putting in there, at least at first, people like us. That would be the people, the Anthony Bosworths of the country, the Cope Reynoldses of the country, the John Galtz of the country, the Natty Bumpos of the country. And that is a distinct possibility. I hate to think about things like that, but you know, I think it's time that we start thinking about it more in a serious light. We've thought about it, you know, talked about it in passing from time to time, but we haven't ever really. Most of us haven't really. The ones that are not, you know, crazier than a pet coon, really thought very seriously about some of this. And Yakima Glock, that's exactly right. It could be for just the loudest mouths and troublemakers. So I don't know. It's a strange thing to think about. I see my Facebook is going absolutely nuts here. So, Intel Kit, you debating whether you could stand to deal with anybody else? I tell you what, sweetheart, if we have to deal with all these damn idiots around, you got to deal with them too. There's a plenty of them out there, and you might as well get your share. All right? So, let's leave that hang for a little bit. Let's see what goes on over the next 24, maybe 36 hours here and see if this continues. If it continues on. Now, closing a Walmart is a huge deal. What kind of money are they? How much money do you think the average Walmart makes in a 24-hour period? Good Lord. It is no small thing to jump up there in the middle of the day, afternoon, and say, hey, this is it. You know, we're closing today and you're gone. We're shutting it down for 6 months. Really? So that's I have no clue what they make in a 24-hour period, but it's a ton of money for the most of them. Probably more in some than others, of course, but anyway, let's talk about a couple other things. Let's talk a little bit about what went on or what's going on up in Oregon at this mine deal. That has become a little bit of a problem. And I think what we'll do, we're going to run over, of course, a little bit tonight. We're going to, out of necessity, no problem. I don't mind it at all, if you guys don't mind. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a break here, and I'm going to get my thoughts together a little bit. And let's see, let me pull this down here. We haven't listened to this for a little while. All right, give me a few minutes, and
I'll be back.
Criminals prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me, it is clearly an instrument of peace and of liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
Gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights, and considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. There are a few rights that man is born with, and it has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia? Cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday night. Ten-lane ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be, from whatever country, or whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to. Please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you. And some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron.
All right, we're back. Hopefully everything's holding in there as far as the sound goes. Let me check and see. I think everything's holding in there pretty good. I'm getting messages from all over the place here. And DeTinker, if you're listening, buddy, I appreciate you thinking of me there. I know what you're trying to do, and I appreciate that. So let's go back and look at what's been going on. Everybody panicked. We had the Bundy thing that was just a year ago. We're closing in on April 19th, and this is another one of those things where I don't want you to think that I'm saying nothing's going to happen, because it surely still could. It surely still could be huge. But the thing at the mine in Oregon, what a lot of people tried to take credit for what was going on, tried to take the charge, thought they were the tip of the spear because they happened to be the first ones there. And majority of them that were there, number one, didn't have any business being there. It was premature, and it could have escalated into something that they didn't want pretty quickly. So the owner of the mine up there was not pleased with the way a lot of things happened. And what he was pleased with was the way that our people in Oregon, in Washington, were trying to keep things calm and do things in the proper manner. And that's, though they are largely responsible for a lot of the things that, let me put it this way, that didn't go on up there. So there never was, everybody's seen the deal about the mine deal, the standoff. There was never a standoff. You know what a standoff is? It's when you got a bunch of armed people over there and a bunch of armed people over there, and one of them's scared and the other one's damn glad of it. That's what a standoff is. There was no standoff. A whole bunch of patriots showed up there, or, I'll call them patriots for now. But some of them shouldn't have been. This is the kind of stuff where we need to, there needs to be some organization. There needs to be some consolidation of units. There needs to be some coalitions created, and there needs to be somebody in charge. But that, ladles and jelly spoons, is not possible. As I said the other day, the militia is made up 100% of type A personalities. And there's just not very many of them in there that are willing to say, okay, your leader there is smart and strong and reasonable. And why don't we just all fall in under one banner here? It's not going to happen. Well, let me say this. It's not going to happen often. I can tell you that three good units have come together in New Mexico to form a very, very large outfit there. And the AZ Douglas, I would assume probably that you are. I don't know you, but I know most of us in the movement are. So anyway, it did happen in New Mexico. It's the first time I've seen it happen anywhere since the 90s of a more than one, you know, two units joining another one. It working out really, really well. I am so impressed with the way these people are handling things out there. So we'll see how that works when, as time goes on. So I'm not going to name any names there, but there was another organization there that was, thought that they were in charge of things, and actually they were to a point, and it got to a point where they weren't, and people were doing things unnecessarily, let's put it that way. So the now that it has wound down a little bit, there is no standoff. The BLM has been talking to an attorney, and I got this directly from the mine owner. Actually, I got it from an individual that got it from the mine owner. And the BLM is talking to the mine attorney. The BLM is going to stand down. There was no BLM in the immediate area when this supposed standoff was going on. There is no BLM at this point, and I'm reading this from the message that I got. There is no BLM at this point in the area west of Merlin, Oregon. Oath keepers on the site will be given new marching orders. The mine owner is not happy with all the misinformation that's been going on. That was a problem. The mining district has set up a parking lot away from the mine. The parking lot could hold up to maybe 200 people. This has been set up to turn people away that weren't able to be stopped through other communication means. And the mining district wants also to thank everyone for their efforts to control all this. And they said that they would try to keep everybody updated at least once a day. I say everybody, it's going to go out to a couple of select people, and they will share it as they see fit. So, the, let's see. So, anyway, now, this one right now is dying down. Another one is picking up. Not far from there in the Sugar Pine District at another mine, the oldest, I believe it was the oldest hard rock mine in Oregon, is starting to get the same deal there. This cannot be seen as anything other than an Agenda 21 land grab. There is no other way to describe it. The same thing is going on on the Red River in Texas. We talked about this quite some time ago, and it seems that it's the same issue now is being revived and turning into a whole nother issue there. So, you know what? I am getting some, I'm gonna put on a little deal for you here just for a second. A song for you to listen to of some kind here. I am getting a number of messages coming in concerning what we're talking about. So if you'll give me just a minute, we'll come back and talk about it some more.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of a Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun. It's just a double barrel 12. The stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. It wouldn't mean what it means to me to no one. I can hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. Guns like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. He taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. And one of these days I'll pass it on to my son, Granddaddy's gun. He handed it to me on the day I turned 13, with a half-shot box of shells and a kit to keep it clean. I keep a picture in the case of that sweet old man and me with Granddaddy's gun. It's just a double barrel 12. The stock is cracked and it kicks like hell. It wouldn't mean what means to me to no one. I can hear his voice when I put it to my shoulder. A gun's like a woman, son, it's all how you hold her. He taught me a whole lot more than how to hunt. And one of these days I'll pass it on.
All right, there we go. Nobody's lost. I told everybody we was going to take a break. So let me see if the sound should be working. I don't know. It looks like everything on this end, both servers are, the one server is shut down. So everything, the 32 should be working. If anybody is not on the 32, somebody in the chat there, put that, let them know that 32 is the only one that is operational tonight. Okay? See if that helps anything. Okay, another thing going on, we have now, it appears that there's been a confirmed sighting of an ISIS camp in Mexico, 8 miles from El Paso. And this has been on the blaze. It's been in a number of places. Apparently, from all outward appearances, it is true. Which doesn't surprise, shouldn't surprise any of you. It doesn't surprise me, at least not much. It's I was a little surprised that they would have one that close. I would think they would be, you know, 20 miles, 30, 40 miles in there. But it doesn't surprise me too much. Pumpkin Cat, you may have just hit the nail on the head right there. There's a lot of solar activity coming in here in the next day or so. And that may be part of it. It sure might. So, anyway, so we've got ISIS to deal with. Now, anybody that thinks that ISIS has not been in this country or is not coming in, not planning here, you're on drugs. Absolutely. If they're not already here, they are literally on our doorstep. And we're going to see people in small towns and rural areas will be not quite as, have got quite as much reason to be concerned. But it's still going to happen. So we're there. It looks like AZ Douglas figured out how to get a permanent name there. And I think Talon did too, if I'm not mistaken. We've got, let me look down and see. We've still got a couple of anonymous hanging in there. Talon. All right. Good deal. I'm glad you guys are hanging out. Now, not always does everybody agree with me, nor do I agree with everybody else all the time here, but we always have fun on the chat. And Roger, that doesn't have anything to do with it, buddy. I'm talking about building camps. They could still build a camp 20 miles away and come in and use a tunnel that's 100 yards long. So, but anyhow, there's, let's see, we had the mines, we had ISIS, we had Texas, we have Utah, we got Walmarts. All right, I think we're just about caught up here. We have another thing here that's happening in Arizona. We have proved that Governor Ducey, is not everything that he told us that he was going to be. So what happened, there was a couple of bills that were introduced that he vetoed, and these bills would have, over the next 5 years, I think it was pretty generous myself, over the next 5 years, allowed Arizona to reclaim all of their federal lands except Grand Canyon and something else, another national park. I don't remember which one. So, and Governor Ducey vetoed them. Yeah, BB Burner, you're pretty good at that. Yeah, you do agree with me when I'm right. Yeah, and that's most of the time. So anyway, wow, guys, I'm gonna have to put on the music. I got troubles outside. I'll be back in just a minute.
Travel rebel.
All right, I'm back. Boy, geez, you talk about coyotes. We had a pile of them out there. Looks like the dogs run them all off before I got there. So, let me catch my breath here a little bit. It was quite the symphony we had going on out there. All right, we had a chance to reclaim some of our land. They give them 5 years. If it were up to me, I would say get your crap out of our state. We're reclaiming our lands, and you know, I'd give them what, a couple of weeks? Is that fair? Get their stuff out of here. Yeah, that's the way it'd be if I was running the thing. But that probably wouldn't go over with all the spineless, cowardly people we have in legislature. So we'll see what happens right there. Now, I had a guy that asked, his name was, well, no matter what his name was, had asked about, you know, I was disappointed that told him that the governor's not starting out on a good note and all that. And he said, and he was very honest and sincere, and I appreciate that. He said, as someone that's honest, as someone that's ignorant of how this works, what would Arizona gain by taking this land from the feds? He said, the rhinos would probably turn it into a strip mine, so please educate me. And I said, it's not taking the land away from the feds, it's taking our land back from them. It's not the feds' land to start with. 95% of all quote-unquote federal land is owned unconstitutionally. They stole it to begin with. What the state does with it after we regain ownership would be up to us. If we sit around on our dead collective butts and allow them to turn it into a strip mine or something, then we have nothing to gripe about. The government is ours to do with as we please, for the most part. So if we don't like what they're doing, we change it. The Constitution allows the feds to own 10 square miles, which is what we call Washington, D.C. And there's provisions for military bases and a few other things, but they are not allowed to own national forest, and the BLM is not authorized to manage, you know, how many tens of millions of acres that they have. It's and a guy come on there and says, well, I believe it had to do with his commitment to keep us on budget. Well, budget or no budget, it's still our land. The whole idea was to create revenue in the first place. That's what the article said, or the bill said, that they wanted to create revenue by taking this land back. There are areas in all these hundreds of thousands of acres of land in Arizona that's being stolen from us. There are areas that would be suitable for logging. There are areas that would be suitable for mining and building and ranching and other things that the feds don't allow us to do. That would be beneficial financially for both the people of the state and the state itself. Now, we could get rid of a lot of these we could get rid of a lot of the grazing. Well, they're getting rid of the grazing permit. We could get the grazing permits back, is what I'm trying to say. A lot of the places where they have banned, prohibited, shut down ranchers from grazing their animals to keep them from keeping them away from the water and all of that. And we could get all that back. This would be beneficial to the people and to the state. It would create jobs. It would keep us from having to get water rights and things from other states. It would keep us from having to buy hay from other states. We could keep more money here if we could get rid of some of these federal prohibitions on grazing and working in general. So, Peanut Rider, yeah, maybe we could turn them into strip joints. That'd work all right. So, anyway, I get so damn flustered when I start talking about this that it ticks me off till I can't stand it. But we've got used up our time here, and I appreciate you all hanging in there with me. I want to let everybody know that we're having, let's see, the 24th and 25th here in Vernon. We're going to have the Battlefield Medic class, the Combat Medic class, a two-day class that is unrivaled by anything that's available out there right now. We've got, what have I got coming up? I don't have anything coming up. Yeah, I do have something coming up this weekend. I think I have a Personal Defense Handgun 1 class and a CCW class coming up this weekend. CCW on the 17th, PDH1 on the 18th. And I need to... let me pull up my schedule here and go through the... Well, that's... And then I have, of course, the Personal Defense Handgun 3 coming up in Yakima, Washington on the 26th, 27th, and 28th, I believe, of June. The Arms Expo in Yakima is the weekend prior to that, which would be the 20th of June. It's going to be a lot of fun up there. I have every intention of being on the air tomorrow night. I may be out of town, but as many, you know, I've done more shows out of town than I have in town. So if everything goes according to plan, I should be there in plenty of time to get everything set up, and we'll bring you the show from a land far, far away tomorrow night. And let's see, the podcast, www.tsbtangosierrabravo.podbean.com. Also find them on iTunes. My blog, which is not real active right now, is theshootingbench.info. I'm going to try to get some stuff on that here in the next few days. Tonight I need to catch up some podcasts. So I won't be writing on the blog tonight. I haven't put anything on there in a month or so. And I guess that'll keep everything going. Let me check the chat room one more time here before I take off and see if there's anything that needs my undivided attention. Let's see. Yakima, that's pretty cool. You had your new holster on, someone just drove by and stopped and asked you to come work through and come to the range. That's pretty neat. I hope you took him up on that. All right. Don't look like there's anything else going on too exciting in there. All right. I know you guys had a lot of sound problems tonight, but the recording should be pretty good, and I will get this up tonight. All right, with all that being said, I'm going to get out of here right now while the getting's good. And with any luck, I'll see you tomorrow night. Amy will not be on tomorrow night, as she's not usually on Wednesdays. So, but I have every intention of being on. We'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.